The day of the trip, my anxiety transformed into excitement. As I boarded the plane in Los Angeles, I fantasized about how it would feel to return to where I belong. A place where everyone speaks my language, looks like me, and shares the same history. I envisioned myself getting off the plane and walking into the open arms of my family. I daydreamed about the warmth of the many arms of my aunts, cousins, and Shu around me, encircling me, forming a protective cocoon, keeping me safe. Finally, the plane's tires screeched against the tarmac of the short runway, and I braced myself for the first meeting with my family in a long time. My heart beat loudly inside my head, making my scalp sweat. The stewardess announced for all to remain in their seat until the plane came to a complete stop. It felt like hours later by the time I emerged from customs to make my way out of the airport. I spotted my family right away. They were all there. 20 or 30 of them stood elbow to elbow and pushed at each other to catch their first glimpse of me in many years, with Chu and Koi in front. Though the temperature was a mild 75 degrees, my hands were sweaty and hot. I watched my aunts and uncles' eyes frown as they continued to study me. My comfortable, practical, stain-resistant, loose-fitting black pants, brown T-shirt, and black Teva sandals drew quizzical looks from Chu and Koi. Then I realized my mistake. I looked like the Khmer Rouge. All my fantasies of instant connection were crushed. My family and I reacted awkwardly to each other, and they kept their many warm arms at their sides. Standing by myself, I stared at Chu. My throat tightened. Though she had grown, I am still a few inches taller than she. Her hair long and black, her skin smooth, her lips and face made up with rouge, and she reminded me of Ma. She was beautiful. Once her glance reached my face and our eyes locked, I saw that they are the same, kind, gentle, and open. Instantly, she covered her mouth and burst into tears and ran over to me. The family was speechless. Our fingers clasped around each other naturally, as if the chain was never broken, and I allowed Chu to lead me to the car while the cousins followed with my bags. This concludes First They Killed My Father. Please visit our website, www.tantor.com, for more information on our growing library of unabridged audiobooks and to take advantage of special offers, or call toll-free 877-7-TANTOR to request a catalog.